There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology, all while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com. Or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821. Or visit PureEffectFilters.com.
Has your dancing and romancing done gone away? Are you moaning and a-groaning from the stresses of the day? Are you reeling and a-peeling because a headache's on the way? Well, relax for just a moment. Stress relief is on the way. Of what am I speaking, you ask? The essential oils of long historic use, the wisdom of the ages, the health care of the ancients, frankincense, myrrh, hyssop, and hundreds of others too numerous to mention. What could be more appealing? Do you know that Young Living essential oils is an element of life that makes them extremely effective in body rejuvenation? This element is called vibration, and it works with body systems, not against them. The professionals at Divine Living Oils have tested and been so impressed with this product that we are using them to help others. And who are we? We are health professionals with many years' experience. Trust us, we have seen the good, the bad, and the ugly. Our motto? Because we care about you. Do your health and spirit a great favor. Call us at 304-542-4226. That's 304-542-4226. Again, that's 304-542-4226.
With autumn in the air, it's time to think about getting ready for winter. And it's time to save at HerbalHealer.com. You'll find amazing seasonal savings to prepare you for the fight against cold and flu season. Like Oregacillin to promote lung health. 30 capsules, regularly $34.95, now only $25. HHA Olive Leaf, the natural antiviral, normally $16.95, now 60 capsules are just $12. HHA Elderberry Power, a great flu and virus fighter, regularly $16.95, 60 capsules, now $10. Save on all our homeopathic detoxes. Choose from lungs, kidney, liver, brain, libido, or whole body, normally $26.95, now just $20. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click on the Fall Winter Specials button to save on all our natural cold and flu fighting products. Also explore our Herbal Healer Academy correspondence courses that teach you how to handle your health naturally. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 19...
Soldiers, don't give yourselves to brutes. Men who despise you, enslave you, tell you what to do, what to think, and what to feel. Who drill you, diet you, treat you like cattle. Don't give yourselves to these unnatural men, machine men, with machine minds and machine hearts. You are not machines, you are men. You, the people, have the power to make this life free and beautiful. Let us use that power to make this life a wonderful adventure. Let us all unite and let us fight for a new world to do away with greed. A world where science and progress will lead to all men's happiness. Do not despair. The hate of men will pass, and dictators die. And the power they took from the people will return to the people. Let us all unite!
Welcome back, folks, here in the Corporation Nation. Here on Republic Broadcasting, question that was posed last hour here. All right, so we have different perceptions, different ideas, different images, different... all of the things that don't really matter about what God is or is not. Now, the question is, I'm not saying this is how you feel. I'm just giving an example. You say God is in the human form. In other words, you're an anthropomorphist. You believe that God has human qualities. I believe that no. That the word God is not a name. God has no name. It's the whole point is not to have a name. That it's a word that describes everything in the universe as one being, basically. One thing, one wonderfully incredible thing that we can also call nature. Okay? I don't attribute God in the human form. That's for priests and politicians to do. So, see, this is the thing. Can we then come together and say, okay, we have a difference in opinion about what God looks like or his tangible essence is? Does that mean that we can't both look at the Bible, see God's rules, which when you get down to it, and this is the hard part for people who are not religious to really comprehend, is that, like I said before, the trivium comes from the Bible. The natural law comes from the Bible. All these little groups all your stuff comes from the Bible. You just don't want to admit it. And until you go and you actually read it in the Bible, then you go, oh, okay. So my idea here is not original. I'm just taking it from the Bible and trying to do it without the notion of God. Okay, so can we put our differences aside in our opinions about what the form of God is as opposed to the substance? And can we say, look, here's the law. Here's the laws written in this ancient scripture, the laws that should be followed. It tells us to follow them. It tells us if we don't follow them, that we're going to be in the exact position we're in today, which is pure judgment and doom by man and not God. Okay, can we agree then to live by the laws that are set out in the Bible, which ultimately all they are is reason. Nothing in the Bible, when it comes to the laws that are set out there, all the principles and maxims of law that are taken from the Bible and applied in our everyday court system and in government, can we not just sit back and say, okay, here's the law. Here is the law that is taught in the Bible. Doesn't matter what I think God is or what you think God is. Doesn't matter if I think Jesus existed and you think he didn't or whatever. Can we follow the laws and just play along and play nicely, because the laws, no matter what you believe, make a hell of a lot of sense, and they're the most reasonable, natural, wonderful things that you could possibly make a law out of? That's the question.
Some of us can. But like I said before, you're always going to have a certain segment of the population that either, one, doesn't care about playing by the rules, or number two, wants to dominate everybody else, which goes back to the whole jurisdiction thing. God gave man jurisdiction of the earth. So what does this, as the caller from Canada pointed out, the bloodline? You've done a ton of research on the bloodline, which I think is kick butt. But this section of the bloodline views it as their duty and their responsibility to dominate all of mankind. And there's always going to be a certain part of human nature that makes folks want to dominate over other people, but something in that particular bloodline makes them want to dominate the entire planet. Resources, money, people, everything. Can we? Yes, I think we can. But in my estimation, at the end of the day, if there's a law, there must be, by default, a lawgiver. Now, am I going to sit here and say I know what God is or what God looks like or what form he takes? No, of course not. That's what gets these politicians and preachers in the trouble they get into, is the pride and arrogance of thinking, because I have this little piece of the puzzle, I know it all, or I know more than you, and you should listen to me and nobody else. That's ridiculous. That's what's gotten us into this mess. But the fact is, if I was to give God any name at all, I think I would give God the name that Jesus gave him, and that's Father. And I believe that's how he wants us to know him.
Well, again, and that's fine. The question is, can my father be a different form or image than your father, and can we agree on what is written in the Bible? It's just a contract of law, basically. It's a scriptural holy contract. Says, and you set up your government like they did in the old days, where you set up a colony or whatever, and you submitted the Bible as your constitution. And you wouldn't allow any of the artifice to enter. You would protect each other. Everybody would be armed. Everybody would be the protectors of everyone else. And if the law is that no law can enter the kingdom, as in legal law, as in fiction, nothing artificial, no artifice, no interest, none of the artificial fruits of the tree of knowledge can enter, well then, hey, can we agree? And then, of course, when someone disobeys that and goes against it, what's the solution? Is it to hang them up the nearest tree? No, just kick them out. I mean, it's that simple. We all have the agreement that if we break the law, we get kicked out of society. That's the way it's been for eons. I mean, so that's the question again. And I'm not saying here again. I agree. There has to be a lawmaker. So we have to say it's Christianity, if you will. It's God's law. It's not the Quran. It's not all this multiculturalism, multi religion, one world religion. No, that can't be. So I agree with you there. There has to be a lawgiver. But the lawgiver to me is just the what's written in the scriptures, not. You know, I don't attach a human form to the lawgiver, I guess is what I'm saying.
That is the only difference between you and me is, yeah, I agree with what you're saying, but I look to something outside of me, something outside of that scripture. I look to the one who wrote it is what I'm getting at. And I've listened to you ever since you've been on the air, and I think you've done a great job, but I've kind of noticed as you've gone down this road, you've had peaks and valleys, and some areas of I don't want to call it depression, but, you know, low points where you've gotten frustrated with all this. And I do think that if you would reach out to God and ask him to prove that he's there, I think he'd blow your mind more than what you've learned so far.
Well, I'll take that under advisement. And, you know, I look at this pure... See, I look at the words like divine... As nothing more than just pure and utter reason. I mean, what is more divine than the natural discourse of things? What is more divine than the laws that were written to ensure the natural law? So, I mean, I don't think we think that differently. It's just that, again, it's the image. It's the I certainly believe that there is something greater than myself. Absolutely. I just choose not to define it, and choose to, you know, stay within the realm of what I can comprehend. So I don't, you know, that's the only difference, and it's not really a difference. And so that's the reason I lay this question today is, can we then say, okay, that's not a big enough difference to disagree and fight each other in clan wars. Let's get together and create a Christian society. You know, that's the thing. But I understand what you're saying, man. I really do. I appreciate the call, Matt. Let's go to Manny in Pennsylvania. Manny, welcome to the show.
Hey, Clint. How you doing?
Good, good.
Hey, I'm sorry to bust this bubble up, but it's not going to work, pal. Because it hinges on two things. Faith and grace. That's why you're never going to get into any type of good discussion with any major religious group. Faith and grace is the bottom line for them. If you're going to try to carry logic, that would only carry so far. But they're going to carry their faith and grace back to that book or back to the teachings that they that originated from. Hello?
So you're saying that there is no... You're saying that the typical person, if you will, has to be attached to some form of a religion that basically tells them what to think?
Well, in your research, in all these corporations, Clint, what is the best thing that they do? One, they find out what's the need out there and they fill that need, or they create that need. And so... there is something inherent in man that makes them want to rely on something outside of themselves. And so these corporations will fill that need. And so faith and grace is a need for a majority of the people on the planet. How else can you explain the religious, every major religion on the planet today? That faith and grace is the key. That faith for something that's going to happen beyond the grave. And that grace for that forgiveness factor.
Well, see, and that's where I don't know if, well, I do differ in that, because I looked for the meaning of these words. I looked for what it meant to live in faith, to have faith in something. It it doesn't mean that you sit around and wait to die. It means that you live within that faith.
But you act within it. They're not waiting to die.
Yeah, they really
see it as waiting to die. They see it as waiting for the better life to come.
But that's
some religions are born to heaven after this life. Why else would they put up with all of the pain and suffering of and the want and need now for the promise of a future, a better future? Why else would another faith will stay faithful to so-called 72 virgins and willing to do horrific things to get there?
Well, that's the point, I guess, I'm trying to get across, is that's the problem, is that kind of belief. But hey, stay tuned. We'll be back. Talk more about this.
Your money. What is it worth today? A $100 bill in 1913 is worth only $2 today. So now, your money is just about worthless, and the Fed will continue printing more and more of it. But what if you could turn it around, $1 at a time, and make your money worth more than it is now? How? By acquiring gold before your paper money is totally worthless. But how can you afford gold at today's prices? By buying it 1 gram at a time. And this is so important because gold is the future. For as little as $65, you can begin trading your almost worthless currency for something real, something you can hold. Carat bars, which keep their value, can be stored securely, and are easily accessible, just like a savings account, but a savings account backed by your gold. Carat Bars International, a savings account you can count on. For more information, please click on the Carat Bars banner ad at republicbroadcasting.org. Again, that's the Carat Bars banner ad at republicbroadcasting.org. And start saving now.
Recent events have shown just how vulnerable we are to deadly viruses, bacteria, and fungus. These diseases are all caused by infectious pathogens that often get the upper hand on conventional medical treatments. Now more than ever, there's a great need for a product that will help protect us. Look no further. Supernatural Silver can provide immune system support to help fight off these deadly pathogens. Supernatural Silver is a new and vastly improved type of silver solution that's safe and extremely effective against 143 types of bacteria, both forms of viruses, mold, and yeast. Supernatural Silver can be taken orally or used topically and can be used in a nebulizer or vaporizer for inhalation. With over 180 scientific studies by independent universities, hospitals, and research institutions, Supernatural Silver is a powerful weapon against disease. Go to supernaturalsilver.com and use the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off your entire order. Give you and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
How important is the air you breathe? Our air purifiers produce activated oxygen, called Aerin. Activated oxygen is the natural enemy of odors, pollutants, and many other harmful substances, yet it's completely safe. Our powerful air purifiers unleash the power of a thunderstorm, destroying pollutants in the air we breathe. It destroys many viruses, bacteria, and fungi, kills molds, and oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases. It removes smoke, pollen, and pet odors. Made with quality stainless steel, our portable air purifiers come with a manufacturer's 4-year warranty. If you haven't experienced the Aerin process of fresh, clean air, then call us today and receive 10% off your order. 877-605-9200. Again, that's 877-605-9200. Time for you to breathe clearly again. 877-605-9200.
Science is simply battling to understand what this unappealing object is all about. Battles about. What the object is all about.
Information in the form of energy streams in simultaneously through all of our sensory systems. In the form of energy. All of our sensory systems. And then it explodes into this enormous colossus.
Hey, listen, this is the thing. Now, I cannot sit down and read the Bible and consider it let me just give you an example. Let's go back to Genesis. Now, weird thing about Genesis, it's kind of like the Constitution of the United States. It didn't have a name. There was no title for the Constitution. Genesis is not the title. of the first book of the Bible. It didn't have a name. Somehow Genesis was attached to it. Well, we'll get to that in a minute. When we go to the 1611 King James Bible and we read it, it's like the most cryptic thing you've ever read. It's not talking about men. This is a book of the generations of Adam. What does generation mean? It means to create something. And that day God created man, in the likeness of God made he him. All right, well, are we talking about... See, we never know in the Bible. The problem, are we talking about a king, a landlord, or are we talking about God? It's so hard to tell half the time. Male and female created he them. Wait a minute. Adam is a them? And he blessed them, and called their name Adam in the day when they were created. But wait a minute. Adam was a single man, wasn't it? And Adam lived 130 years and begat a son in his own likeness and after his own image and called his name Seth. And the days of Adam after he had begotten Seth were 800 years. And he begat sons and daughters, and all the days that Adam lived were 930 years, and then he died. What the heck's going on? Adam lived 130 years. Then he lived somehow 800 years, then so a total of 930 years, then he died, and in the meantime, he created a man in his own image. What the heck is going on in the Genesis story? So you cannot read this book and just casually glance at it and get a and not go, you know, anybody who doesn't question all of that I just read has got to be insane to just take it at face value and say, well, what do you mean them? What was Adam? Well, when we look up Adam, it has a very specific meaning. It means mankind, male and female. Webster's 1828 says about the book of Genesis in the original Hebrew, the book has no title. The present title was prefixed to it by those who translated it into Greek. In geometry, however, the formation of a line, plane, or solid by the motion or flux of a point, line, or surface. That's what a Genesis is. Oh, well, suddenly we're into the Masonic aspect of it. That makes perfect sense, considering in the Book of Solomon, the Temple of Solomon, the whole Masonic angle there. So, I mean, there's something way more to this book than just a simple vulgar story of God creating man and then generations and bloodlines and etc. I don't believe, and in fact, the Bible says, do not pay attention to bloodlines. Do not give credit, I'm paraphrasing, don't give credit to these ridiculous notions of bloodlines. Do not accept kings and queens. I'm the God. Don't accept any other gods. You see, so to say these words, faith and what was the other faith and grace. Well, I mean, grace is used by kings and queens to say that they have the grace of God to be God on earth. So, and that's why we put our faith in the kingdoms of man. So, you know, this whole thing, again, we need to step back. We need to say, okay, let's examine every word that's going on here. Let me give you another example. I mean, this bothers me. I can't sit here and not, you know, again, what does daughter mean? It means characters or villagers. The name Cain means possessor, purchaser. The name Abel means breath or son or breathing spirit. So what happens when you take the mark of Cain of personhood? Personhood makes you spiritually dead. Cain kills Abel. Abel means the spirit. Cain means personhood. It all makes sense when you look at it. But if you go and you say, oh, well, Adam was a man and that was the name of the man, and Seth was a man and that was the name of the man, what do these names actually mean? Moses means to deliver or saved from the water. Levi means attached or pledged. So the Levites were a nation of people who were attached or pledged. Mary means the bitterness of the sea, and we're talking about commerce here. Jesus, Yahweh's salvation. Yahweh, most likely, it says, means to be or to become. Exodus really goes back to ex officio, by virtue of office. So the exodus of men into personhood, if you will. In Hebrew, Adam means red, a reference to red skin. or Red Earth, as we talked about earlier. In the Israeli parlance, Adam means man of the earth. In Hebrew, just simply man or mankind or to be read, or to make. It goes on and on and on. Eve, what does Eve mean? To breathe, to live. See, all these words, these so-called names in the Bible, they have very specific meanings. Or, in other words, they have very specific statuses. Sethos, Seth means anointed or compensation. Sethos means name of a prince. Enos means man. Enos means human being, in fact. So we're not really talking about man. We're talking about the form of man, this legal form, this humanism. Canaan means, again, purchaser, possessor. Jared, the rose of the flower, on descent. They all have a meaning. So I can't look at the Bible and just ignore the fact that all of these so-called persons that are being exposed there are not actually... I don't know. Do you get what I'm saying? So I have a real issue with the concept of this afterlife thing, as if in this life we have that we're going to live this entire life completely shirking our responsibilities to everything. As our guest yesterday said, can't remember the word that he used. People who believe that. They're not responsible to God's law as long as they believe and are a member of a church, basically. And so I have a real problem with this concept of the afterlife, especially when you start defining the terms of the Bible. Death. What is death? Are we talking about civil death, spiritual death? Are we talking about natural death? What are we talking about? Well, when we actually look and read the Bible, it's always talking about civil death. It's always talking about this life and not the next. So you tell me, explain to me, if you take away, well, I guess what I'm saying is, and I'll get back to our callers here, if you read this thing and you are limited to again, what they call the vulgar notion, the illiterate notion that this is actually talking about men in history, that this person Adam lived 900 years. Moses lived that long as well. You know, if that's what you're stuck on, then how can you possibly get anything out of the parables that are in the Bible? How can you get any lessons? How can you get a legal or any other type of knowledge out of that if you're stuck believing that this was a specific historical document that happened at a specific time? Jesus was born on this date, had nothing to do with the pagan rituals, nothing to do with any, you know, it bothers me that there is that type of thought process out there that cannot look at this thing and expand the mind a little bit and go to the concordance, go to the original meanings of the words, and take what is presented in the Bible for what it's meant to teach. Are we teaching that Jesus was a man and we must believe that he was a man? Or is the Bible teaching what Jesus did as a character in the Bible? Whether he was a man or not, whether he lived or not, whether it's history or not. Are we to take the lessons of the Bible, or are we simply to believe that the guy was alive at one point on Earth? Which do you think is more important?
Here, it's time to think about getting ready for winter. And it's time to save at HerbalHealer.com. You'll find amazing seasonal savings to prepare you for the fight against cold and flu season. Like Oregacillin to promote lung health. 30 capsules, regularly $34.95, now only $25. HHA Olive Leaf, the natural antiviral, normally $16.95, now 60 capsules are just $12. HHA Elderberry Power, a great flu and virus fighter, regularly $16.95, 60 capsules, now $10. Save on all our homeopathic detoxes. Choose from lungs, kidney, liver, brain, libido, or whole body, normally $26.95, now just $20. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click on the Fall Winter Specials button to save on all our natural cold and flu fighting products. Also explore our Herbal Healer Academy correspondence courses that teach you how to handle your health naturally. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Recent events have shown just how vulnerable we are to deadly viruses, bacteria, and fungus. These diseases are all caused by infectious pathogens that often get the upper hand on conventional medical treatments. Now more than ever, there's a great need for a product that will help protect us. Look no further. Supernatural Silver can provide immune system support to help fight off these deadly pathogens. Supernatural Silver is a new and vastly improved type of silver solution that's safe and extremely effective against 143 types of bacteria, both forms of viruses, mold, and yeast. Supernatural Silver can be taken orally or used topically and can be used in a nebulizer or vaporizer for inhalation. With over 180 scientific studies by independent universities, hospitals, and research institutions, Supernatural Silver is a powerful weapon against disease. Go to supernaturalsilver.com and use the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off your entire order. Give you and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
Americans are reeling from Obamacare, higher prices, and an epidemic of policy lapses. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com has you covered. World-class medical and surgery at one of Asia's most modern hospitals. 300 doctors, surgeons, and dentists serving 300,000 patients a year. Fractions of U.S. prices. Friends or family forced to go out of pocket? Avoid bankruptcy. Tell them to run. Run like hell. Hit us up now. We'll show you how. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology. All while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureFectFilters.com.
Hi, my name is David Merlin from TakeFromCaesar.us. Income is defined in the tax code. All property is a cost, including labor, according to statute. You're deprived of the provisions of Section 83 whenever you pay an income tax on your compensation. According to Section 83, only the excess over the amount paid is gross income. The government can't so much as provide an interpretation of Section 83 of its own. Get your paradigm shift and understanding today at TakeFromCaesar.us.
Manny, my apologies. I got carried away there. You're saying that people have to put notion in the faith that there's an afterlife. Is that what you're?
No, that's part of it. The faith in one chapter in the Bible that's always quoted is called the faith chapter. And I think it's either Hebrews 11 or Hebrews 12. And it gives an entire litany of individuals from the Old and New Testament who have faith and supposedly what happened to them. But you're right, but it's one thing that you're forgetting, Clint, is that you're looking at the Bible from a different view. You're looking at it from a legal view.
I'm actually trying to look at it for what it actually is. I'm not attaching anything to it.
But those individuals that you're trying to talk to or convince are looking at it entirely from a religious view.
Right.
And even what you are saying makes perfectly sense to me. And I have these discussions and great arguments when I go home with my family because they're born again Christians.
Isn't that fun?
And the discussions get very, very heated. And I try to stay out of them, but, you know, sometimes you get to the point of listening to all this stuff, you just have to put your view out there, and we clash. But even the Bible itself, whether you want to take it literally or not, one of the things I remember from the indoctrination I had growing up in a church home was that the adversary has deceived the whole world. And just like the movie Matrix says, it's another form of control religion is. And then these people put their entire faith into it. I mean, from the African slave trade, they were indoctrinated right off the boat. And then how they get through their miserable existence then was that faith they had in a better life to come. And even in the Bible, teach the parable of the rich man and the poor man, that one was assured of a better life than the other because of his faith. You cannot underestimate faith. You see it around.
I mean,
under the religious context, you can see how good it can be. We also see how destructive it can be. But my opinion, you know, listening to your what you have to say and the various callers, and just make it more concrete in my mind that the individuals that are controlling the world wrote this book, and as they are very legalistic, and from what I've learned, they have to offer a way out, and they put those way outs in the Bible. And the Bible is an instruction manual in that sense, how to get out and stay out of the system. But it is also an instruction manual on how to take advantage, how to create a system of control.
Yep.
The parable of the two brothers, how the one brother stole his birthright and his blessing, you know, with the porridge. And other examples in that book, you know, so that's why I find it hard to believe, no matter what your view of God may be, that he had anything to do with that book. I don't believe a God would write something like this that could be interpreted in so many different ways.
Well, you see, that's the thing about the religious concept. Now, you could say the same thing about basically any writing out there. I can take, for instance, the one of the things they teach to attorneys are the fallacies, and how to use fallacy to kill the messenger, destroy the witness, destroy the character, appeal to pity, appeal to this, appeal to that. That's all based on the liberal arts. Liberal arts teaches you how to recognize such things. This is why the Bible, again. The whole point I'm trying to make is that you need to read the Bible for what it is without anyone else's opinion, and you need to define the terms. And the great thing about it to me, like I said, every time I read it, it presents nothing in my mind anyway, but pure, and I'm a very logical, reasonable, orderly kind of person. And that's all the Bible ever presents when I read it.
No, it's not only that, Clinton. It's one thing that's the uniqueness. You are your own shepherd. You're not a sheep that follows a shepherd. You're your own shepherd.
Well, isn't that the whole point of the scriptures is to teach you?
No, because there are some scriptures that put the shepherd there for the sheep to follow. And what's the point of what's the purpose of having sheep? Is to shear the sheep and have something to wear and for mutton.
Well, yeah, but see, there again, are those God's words? Or are those
King's
words?
That is common sense. You know, that is common everyday living. We know what a shepherd does, and we know the purpose of sheep. So why would the Bible use it? Why would the individuals that wrote the Bible use that metaphor?
Well, but see, your assumption is that is automatically a negative metaphor, right? Just like the assumption in most people, and it used to be my assumption, is that mind or government, mind control, is automatically a negative thing. But what I'm saying is that the Bible can be used to control your own mind, self-govern, to control, self-control, self-steer your own vessel.
Yeah, but that wouldn't be government.
Yes, it would, actually, because government just means mind control. If you're controlling your own mind, I mean, so is government is not automatically a negative term. It's not automatically, all these terms are not good or bad. They are only, again, going back to the jurisdiction. What is the term and what is the art form that you're using it in? Mm-hmm. Government is not necessarily a bad word if you are your own government.
Right.
So, you know, do we take the notion of a shepherd and his sheep as a bad thing automatically? No, absolutely not. To what context are we reading it? Who's talking about it?
If we look at it in today's setting, we can see that there's plenty of bad shepherds out there that the sheep follow.
Well, sure.
Just look at the state of religion today. All over, no matter what religion you may look at.
I mean, absolutely, and that's the problem, but I'm seeing is that I guess the important aspect of this, in my opinion, is that when you have a religion that is not a government, when you live in a religion that is separate from the government, then you have a massive, massive conflict. You have if your religion is what you live. Okay, the government specifically is there to enforce the way you live. If the government is anti everything in the Bible, but your religion is about the Bible, it's a little confusing for people, isn't it? So this is why I'm saying your religion is supposed to be your government. There's not supposed to be some force out there that forces you to go against the belief system that your faith, in other words. So you see, the problem here is the separation of church and state. It's never been separated.
No, it's never been separated. We've just been given that illusion that it has been.
Right.
But, that's what Revelation is, and that's why we're taught to wait for something without to save us. You know,
Well, you know, one of the interesting things that Santos Bonacci talks about is that all the gods in history, all the Greek gods, all the different gods of the eons and of the zodiac, Pisces and all that, they're all called the same thing. And you can't really dismiss this. You can't just say, that has nothing to do with our version of our god. All the gods are always called the coming ones.
Mm-hmm.
So in other words, they're always coming, but they're never ever here. So they're all designed to basically give hope. And then man comes along and says, well, as long as God's not here, let me act in his stead. So all of the gods, all of these different things are the coming ones. They're always coming, but they never actually come. And we live and we die in the faith that they will come. And that's an ultra important part of religion. It's as an organized thing where man wants to rule in God's name.
So nothing would never change.
What's that?
Unless man changes himself. Man has
right,
to evolve
right, right.
to a higher level.
Yeah, like I said, I mean, that's what it means. What does it mean to be godlike? To try to imitate, the whole "what would Jesus do" kind of thing? That really has a relevance when you actually think about it. Hey, man, got a few more calls trying to get to. Thanks for spending time with me, man. Stay tuned, folks.
Nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead, pull the trigger.
Recent events have shown just how vulnerable we are to deadly viruses, bacteria, and fungus. These diseases are all caused by infectious pathogens that often get the upper hand on conventional medical treatments. Now more than ever, there's a great need for a product that will help protect us. Look no further. Supernatural Silver can provide immune system support to help fight off these deadly pathogens. Supernatural Silver is a new and vastly improved type of silver solution that's safe and extremely effective against 143 types of bacteria, both forms of viruses, mold, and yeast. Supernatural Silver can be taken orally or used topically and can be used in a nebulizer or vaporizer for inhalation. With over 180 scientific studies by independent universities, hospitals, and research institutions, Supernatural Silver is a powerful weapon against disease. Go to supernaturalsilver.com and use the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off your entire order. Give you and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
How important is the air you breathe? Our air purifiers produce activated oxygen, called Aran. Activated oxygen is the natural enemy of odors, pollutants, and many other harmful substances, yet it's completely safe. Our powerful air purifiers unleash the power of a thunderstorm, destroying pollutants in the air we breathe. It destroys many viruses, bacteria, and fungi, kills molds, and oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases. It removes smoke, pollen, and pet odors. Made with quality stainless steel, our portable air purifiers come with a manufacturer's 4-year warranty. If you haven't experienced the Aran process of fresh, clean air, then call us today and receive 10% off your order. 877-605-9200. Again, that's 877-605-9200. Time for you to breathe clearly again. 877-605-9200.
With autumn in the air, it's time to think about getting ready for winter. And it's time to save at HerbalHealer.com. You'll find amazing seasonal savings to prepare you for the fight against cold and flu season. Like Oregacillin to promote lung health. 30 capsules, regularly $34.95, now only $25. HHA Olive Leaf, the natural antiviral, normally $16.95, now 60 capsules are just $12. HHA Elderberry Power, a great flu and virus fighter, regularly $16.95, 60 capsules, now $10. Save on all our homeopathic detoxes. Choose from lungs, kidney, liver, brain, libido, or whole body, normally $26.95, now just $20. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click on the Fall Winter Specials button to save on all our natural cold and flu fighting products. Also explore our Herbal Healer Academy correspondence courses that teach you how to handle your health naturally. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Hi, my name is David Merlin from TakeFromCaesar.us. Income is defined in the tax code. All property is a cost, including labor, according to statute. You're deprived of the provisions of Section 83 whenever you pay an income tax on your compensation. According to Section 83, only the excess over the amount paid is gross income. The government can't so much as provide an interpretation of Section 83 of its own. Get your paradigm shift and understanding today at TakeFromCaesar.us.
Day and night in the Genesis were created on the first day, but the sun wasn't created until the fourth day. Wait a minute. How could there be day and night without the sun? Could it have a different meaning? Oh my gosh, plants and trees came along on the third day, even before the sun, which by the laws of nature are impossible. They would need the fourth day sun to survive. Does this sound like it's... I mean, is it creation of names? Is it the creation of concepts? Is it the creation of something other than reality? Is it the naming of things in the legal parlance in a different type of language? is the creation of man, of Adam. The creation of man is in a legal form. Adam, when you look it up, actually means slave in a lot of different in the concordance. It literally. So I'm here just to challenge traditional thought and say, wait a minute. If you're just reading it and taking it at face value in the vulgar language, you're not going to get much out of it. The word in Scripture for daughter, by the way, officially used in Scripture for inhabitants of a city or country, male and female. Daughter, you know, son is not male and female. I say legal, not that they are legal terms, that they're creations of a lot of the Bible seems to me to be the creation of man, and explaining that man is creating these things act while acting as the vicar or the god, the landlord of earth. Now, you know, is that offensive to people? I don't know why it should be. All you have to do is read. Do you think God would command the second in charge to do a census and to give everybody a number? Well, that's what happens in the Bible. God, little g, the Lord, the landlord, has the king, has the government put, you know, get everybody's name. But yet that's against the notion of I am. I mean, so there's something to this that we have to look a little deeper. That's all I'm trying to suggest. Let's go to Ryan in California. Welcome, Ryan.
Hey, Clint. Good to hear you. I want to suggest, and you've mentioned many times the word equity as opposed to equality.
Yeah.
Yeah, and, you know, all I've been thinking about is that word for days and days, months, years, really. But it has come into you know, a more real relevance as I've learned more about the nature of love. And the last thing you said here with you know, Scripture having, there are so many variances of the Adam and Eve story and the flood and the creation and Genesis. I mean, going back, I mean, I think you've become familiar with the types of scriptures that run through so many cultures around the world that even, you know, predate 12,000, maybe 100,000 years old. So you see, there's sort of a cycle that's been happening to my knowledge. And, but the concept of Adam, the Adam race of the Adam being a slave is still there. I think there's some relevance to that storyline. And this idea of how gods, quote, that came and meddled about, you know, and there being discord and a war in heaven and a disagreement about what to do with us. There's possibilities with all of this, and it's kind of left me wondering if all these religions weren't just created to keep man in check and to war them against each other continually.
Well, so let me ask you this, though. I mean, because what isn't created to keep man in check? Do we demonize something? This has been a tough thing for me, but my opinion or my perception of things has changed in this regard. When we say, "Oh yeah, this was all created to you know, basically govern or control the minds of men," well, yeah. That's what you do to your children when they're growing up. You try to teach them the best way to live in society. Does that mean you're bad because you're trying to control the you know, your children's well-being and how to live in society? If you go and read the quotes of Noah Webster, he says the most important thing you can teach your children over and over is Scripture. Scripture, 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 Scripture this, Scripture that. Forget everything else. Because these are the lessons of how to control yourself, how to. So this is what I'm saying is we always talk about these things as, well, religion was made to control men. Absolutely it was made to control men. The question is, are we taking that and are we saying the Bible was created as an institution? No, it's just a book and it contains ancient knowledge. But then the church comes along and takes that, totally twists it out of proportion, and now everybody hates the Bible because the church came along and claimed to be the benefactor, basically, of all the powers of God. So, yes, Is there a problem with some if you will, Bible that tries to control the minds of men? I no longer think that that's necessarily a good or evil thing. It just is. And the way that you translate it, so.
Well, I agree. What I see, okay, just flow with me on this for a second, without getting stuck in the naming, wordology, because, that's important, but just for it to be, for lack of a better word, metaphorical, man supposedly has fallen, because he ate the fruit in the garden, and he's in a fallen state. But we have a left and a right brain paradigm. You know, we have a creative and a linear thought processes that are really good together. We say men are more linear, women are more circular, and these are denoted in numerology, they're denoted in geometry, these aspects, these feminine and masculine aspects. And we know that when we lean to one or the other and dominates our life, we kind of are imbalanced. But we know that together these elements can be harmonious and create beautiful things, and that's how beauty is. That could be called the image of God, the beauty of nature. And when we're so okay, one scripture I wanted to say, I think it's in Timothy, the letter of the law killeth, but the spirit of the law bringeth life. The letter of the law is to me is structure, it's masculine, but alone it kills. The spirit of the law to me is the circular or flexible, the compassionate nature that allows you to go around the law when it no longer serves, right? And then like climbing a ladder, you need to grab the rung above you to pull yourself up, but then you must let go of the one that you just used to pull yourself up so that you can reach further. And sort of Jacob's ladder, stairway to heaven sort of thing. And I think people get caught up in the dualistic aspect, and that's the Democrat-Republican thing. You can see it everywhere in the world. And that, in our nature, our tendency to get caught up in that is utilized. And the powers that be use this to control us, which is, like, I would agree with you, it's actually fine. I think it's actually, it necessarily must be that when we will not control ourselves or govern our own minds, we will be governed.
Yeah.
And the law tells you that in the Bible. But again, Christ says you're not saved by the law. By breaking the law, you fall under the law. You come in need of justice has claim on you. But mercy, then there's the feminine aspect of mercy. So we are always, I think, until we take the personal internal journey to connect with God, to take responsibility for our actions and to love without fear, which would be my personal definition of faith, is to love without being afraid of running out. Say running out of food storage. Can I share my food storage at the end of the world when people are starving, or should I protect it with a gun? I think there's a time to protect it with a gun, and I think there's a time to hand it out until you die. So what? The dying is not the worst thing that can happen to me, and that to me is faith. Believing that the equity, the infinitude, and of equity of love is.
Well, let me ask you this. Out of all the people who say that they have faith out there, how many of those people do you actually think would die for that faith? Oh, sure, they say there's an afterlife, they have faith in it, but how many would actually be willing to die for their beliefs, especially considering that most of them have never even read the Bible, they've only gone by what the church says, which is very shallow. How many do you think would actually die for their faith and their belief?
Well, I'll call you back another time, we'll talk about it.
Go on, give me a figure. Not very many, in my opinion.
I believe many say they would, but I believe that it's the proof is in how they live. Will they not live with their love?
Right. They're not living by their faith, so why would they die for it? That's the point. Thanks, man. Always good to talk to you.
With financial uncertainty,